what I would say is that whatever that big massive goal is that you've got, it's not a case of going, oh yeah, that's too big, oh, it's too overwhelming, I can't do that. Because if you feel like you would get to 80 years old or 90 years old or whatever and look back on your life and really regret that you never tried or you never went for it, then it means you have to do it. You need to do it. It's one of those things that's inside of you that has to come out.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of my podcast, Goals Do Come True. I'm Doug Bennett, and today I'm joined by Cordelia Kate, and she is the founder of the Rebellious Business Network. We've met through Expert Empires. We're both members of a mastermind group there. And, well, I've just been intrigued by the Rebellious Business Network and everything that Cordelia does, because I've heard her talk a couple of times. And I think she's got a brilliant take on goals and goal setting that she's going to share with us. So, Cordelia, over to you. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where goals fit in your life. Carry on.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you very much. It's awesome to be here. You said it yourself. I'm Cordelia Kate. I run actually a company called Rebellious Business. And one of the things we do is the Rebellious Business Network. And it's funny that you mentioned about goals, because I, up until December, have really been the kind of person that just has an idea and executes it. So I have these like instant goals that come up and I'm like, oh, I'm going to do that. And I just do it. And I'm talking about a conference, like my first ever conference, and giving myself like a 2-week time schedule to get that done, promoted, the speakers booked in and sold and presented, and then all of the things that needed to go along with that. That was an absolute death slide. And I found myself on this death slide of not planning enough properly and just having an idea and needing to execute it. Since December, I was like, right, we're going to plan this out. I'm going to stop putting the team on a death slide. We're going to get a little bit more intentional about what it is that we're doing. And we did a full year map and created goals for every quarter. And so I am now officially a goal setter, and it feels good.
Excellent. Excellent. Oh, that's a relief. I didn't know where that was going. I was thinking, oh, I've chosen the wrong person for my podcast. She doesn't even set goals, but I have 2 weeks to put a conference on. That's I'm going. So yeah, I knew you were special and you've just proved it. So what do you do about now that you've found out about goals? Tell us, what difference do you think that's going to make to your future?
Well, I always knew about goals. I'm a trained nurse, and we got hammered SMART goals, had SMART goals hammered into us so much at uni. I don't think it's that I didn't like goals. I think it's that I'm impatient. And I have this idea and I need to implement it now because it's the best idea ever. And so it becomes my instant goal. But now, you know, once you've got to a certain place in business where it's like, okay, I've got a team and I've got a ton of clients to look after. And now I need to be a bit more intentional because it's not just me winging it anymore. I've got people that rely on me, and we need to make this a little bit more structured. And my personality type loves variety and is not really a fan of structure. It prefers variety and chaos and all the things that are not the best ingredients for a successful business. So it takes a little bit of being disciplined and really taking the time to plan things out and using tools online, such as Trello is one that we use, to map everything out and plan things out, but also using mind maps, because I find that that helps me plan things out a bit better. And it's finding things that, you know, that work for you, that aren't just so, not that you need to fit into everybody else's box, but that you find your own method of doing something. So now we've got all of that into place and I've found my method that works. It's a case of being realistic and saying, well, what can we achieve? Because I'm very ambitious and I have very big goals. And sometimes they can feel a little bit like you're trying to scale Mount Everest. And so it's about breaking it down. And I find that that really helps me. So instead of just focusing on one big goal, like we'll use that as an example, I'm going to launch my first conference. Well, breaking that down, what does that look like? And this is something that I help my own clients with too now, because we're doing a lot of launching. And one type of launch that I help my clients do is a challenge launch. And it is colossal. It's massive. It takes weeks. There's a lot of planning, a lot of preparing. And it's a very, very big goal. And often there's a very big financial goal off the back of it, you know, 20, 40 grand off your first launch. And so it's just a case of like breaking that down into bite-sized chunks. And so you've got your master goal and then your mini goals, I guess, to make it achievable. Because otherwise it's just so overwhelming.
You've got big goals, and we call them big, hairy, audacious goals.
I love that.
And that it's like, I can't see how I can possibly achieve that. And you've got to have those in your life. So I'm guessing you've got one or two. Have you got any that you can share?
Yes.
Yeah. Go.
I mean, I probably shouldn't, but I will. The Rebellious Business Festival is the conference that I want to launch next year. And my dad was actually the founder of the Isle of Wight Festival back in the 70s.
Wow.
And so I feel like festival kind of runs through my blood a bit and I should live it on. But also because business conferences can be really, really fun if you're with the right people and you have the right speakers and you've got the, you know, I love business conferences. They are my type of Glastonbury. So to create the Rebellious Business Festival, which is a massive, massive goal, my first big event. And of course, it's like this huge, shiny thing in my head. And I have the voice of like my mum or like someone going to me, oh yeah, that's a bit extravagant. Maybe we should just, you know, start small and build up to that. And I'm like, no, I want to do it big.
Right.
So that's a really big one for me. And it's been a big goal of mine for a couple of years. And we did that first conference last year, but of course it was in lockdown. It was called Rebelliously Recession Proof. And it was the reason why I had a 2-week deadline is because we had another lockdown coming and I wanted to help people, but to see that they can be recession proof. And so I put on this event and I didn't want it to take so long to plan that by the time I finished, the recession was over. So yeah, that's a big one.
Excellent. And so what's that going to involve? So you could say you're going to have some decent speakers. What's a decent speaker as far as you're concerned? I mean, you know, sort of what sort of level? I'll put my hand up, you know, but obviously you'll need to see a couple of my videos and see if I fit. Shirt's quite rebellious, but I don't know if my delivery's rebellious enough for you.
Well, you'd be surprised, Doug, because rebellious doesn't mean that you're some anarchist or something. Rebellious, in my eyes, and the whole concept of our brand is being yourself. And the reason why is because we spend our childhood and our younger years feeling like we need to fit in. And I know I certainly did, just desperate to fit in anywhere I could because I just didn't even fit in at home. I'm like this, I'm the odd one out in my family everywhere, in everything. And then you start a business and now you've got to stand out. And we actually had a speaker at the Rebellious Business Network today who was phenomenal. And he was talking about, you know, what is your purpose and all of this kind of stuff. But he grew up in the Gambia? I think it was the Gambia. Yeah, he grew up there. And he was talking about how you can't have a voice. Like, there's no such thing as personal development there. There's you can't say anything. You can't be yourself. And he's come to the UK and now he's like got an album coming out about poetry. He's a spoken word motivational speaker now, and it's just incredible. So for me, rebellious is not about whether you've got a rebellious shirt on or whether you're some kind of anarchist or anything like that. It's about being in that space in your life to say two fingers up to that. I am me. This is who I am. And I'm representing my business as myself. I'm taking off the corporate professional mask and I'm being myself. And that for me is just the most rebellious thing that we do in entrepreneurship because it takes a lot of tenacity. But to answer your question about what, like in terms of a good speaker, it's the energy that they bring. We've had a lot of speakers come to the Rebellious Business Network over the last year. I mean, I am an events organizer already, a little Zoom events organizer. We have speakers most weeks and sometimes I take the reins, but most weeks we have guest experts come in and teach something new. And the ones that really get everybody going are the ones that are massively authentic, confident in who they are, and have that charisma about them. And that for me is we all get to that place. It just takes practice and it's a journey. But yeah, that makes a good speaker for me. Not whether you're world famous or you're known or you're a published author or you've got some track record of speaking behind you. Mm-hmm. It's literally just in charisma and authenticity, I find.
Excellent. There's hope for me yet. I've just got to develop some charisma.
You
can buy that, can't you? Is it something you can buy?
You already have it, my love.
That's very sweet of you. I knew if I threw it out there, you'd throw it back at me. Bless you, cotton socks.
Tennis.
So I like the idea of a festival. Festivals, just that word itself sounds like a lot of fun. So that's something that's coming. When's it going to happen? Have you set a date for it yet? Or are you waiting on stuff?
I'm kind of waiting on stuff. I mean, I feel like I'm not big enough and resilient enough to set a date, start putting deposits down and planning for something that's going to get cancelled. So I feel like I want a little bit more certainty that we are definitely coming out of the lockdowns. And then hopefully next year, September, October time would be great.
Okay. And where's it going to be?
I don't know. Probably Oxford. If I said London, I mean, everything happens in London, doesn't it? And I'm in Oxford, and Oxford's brilliant. Like, it's a fantastic place, and Oxford needs something like this.
Yeah, you need to bring people in to Oxford and Bicester Village. I think Bicester Village is near there.
It is. We do love Bicester Village. Good bit of shopping.
I think my wife's going to spend a couple of days up there with a friend. And it's the pub that they're staying in is walking distance to Bicester Village. So that's going to cost me a small fortune, I imagine.
Maybe we should get sponsored by Bicester Village. That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
That would be the answer, wouldn't it? That would help. That would help towards the costs. Well, you've just said, goal settings are, you know about it. And we've got the SMART acronym and, everybody hears about that. And, it's something I mentioned in my book. But, there's a lot of people saying, well, there's this one and there's this one. So you use Trello and that's a tool. Have you got any take or specific take on goal setting that was there, but all of a sudden now you're starting to use it?
I do have these, which are pretty cool. Have you seen these before?
Right. Go Mad Thinking. Right.
It's a set of coaching cards that take you through a bit of a goal setting process. And before my last launch, I used them. See, normally, like, my goal setting is very much a case of just sort of suck it and see, I guess. Just get on with it. Let's just write a list of all the things I think we need to do, put some dates down, create some deadlines. But this last launch that I did, I actually got really intentional, first and foremost, because I had planned my year out and I did a year planning. I did a planning session in the Rebellious Business Network and with all my clients. I got them all on board. We all were like planning mad in December. We did this big planning session and I did a big planning session with the team. And because I knew I had a launch coming up, guess what? I had loads more time to execute it. And so a few weeks before the launch, it was already on my list of things I needed to do to get ready for the launch, which before I'd given myself a week or 2 weeks. Now, those launches were still successful. Like, I still did between 20 and 40 grand per launch, apart from one that was low ticket and we did 12. But they've still been very successful launches, but they were just very stressful. That's the difference. Successful, but stressful. Whereas this latest one, I had a few weeks ahead of the launch and I sat down and I mapped it all out and I mapped it out with these cards. They're really good. They're just lots of different coaching questions. It was a concept from a guy that I met on Clubhouse. Bought his cards. There we go. And I'm not sure, Doug, that it actually had much impact on my results, to be honest. But what it did do is it allowed me to feel a lot more in control. And that was the bonus for me.
And you can't put a price on that. You can't put a price on that. Right. So I'm going to pull you back a little bit because there's an outside chance that half of the people, if not three quarters of the people listening, won't know what a launch is.
Oh, yeah.
Explain what a launch is.
A launch is when you decided you're going to the moon and you get yourself a rocket and you climb in. Well, it's a bit like that. A launch is when you've got a new product and you have an audience of at least 200 people and you promote that new product or that the doors are open on your membership, or that you've got this course starting soon, or you've got a product of some kind. It could be like a Black Friday deal, for instance, and you launch it to a lot of people. And that's what a launch is. In my case, my launches are, I have a Facebook group with about 700 people in it. And every now and then we do a launch and we have a 5-day challenge. And off the back of that challenge, there's usually some awesome offer where people can come and work with us if they want to continue after the challenge is finished. So the challenge will be like 5 days of training on certain things, and they'll learn loads of really awesome stuff that's going to help them move forward. And then we have this big masterclass. We announce the winners of the challenge. We give like thousands of pounds worth of prizes away. And then we open the doors to our academy or mastermind program or whatever it is that we're launching. And then we have the cart open for a week on that. So it's a product launch. Yeah.
Okay, there we go. So, right. So now we know what a launch is. What's a 5-day challenge? I mean, because, right, I'm thinking I can't possibly sign up for a 5-day challenge because I haven't got 5 days that I can allocate to something. Because in my head, I'm thinking, right, okay, that's 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. for the next 5 days of that week, challenging myself to do something. So explain that. I mean, you know, I should know these things, right? But I don't. And so I'm just thinking a lot of people might not know what a 5-day challenge is.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's loads of challenges around. A lot of people run challenges, all sorts of different ones that range from about 3 days long to about 30 days long. Oh, actually, probably up to 90 days long. I run mine for 5 days. It's just a 30-minute training every day for 5 days. And there's a task for you to do at the end of each training. So the last challenge that we ran was called Little List, Big Results. And it was all about helping you get set up and starting to list build and using, which will be it's an online business term. I don't know if your audience are business owners, but it's an online business term, list building. And it means that you're building a list of contacts that you stay in touch with and nurture through email marketing. And so, and it's like the core piece of digital marketing. I mean, if you're not list building, in my eyes, you're not marketing. So it's very, very important. And there's so many people that aren't doing it. And especially in my networking group. So we set up this 5-day challenge. We help people to get set up with their list building and create a lead magnet, which is something that you give away for free that attracts people to come along and sign up for it. And then they're on your mailing list. And now you're communicating with them via email. And the reason why that's such an important element of marketing is because it actually increases your conversion by 3 times. In terms of the amount of impact you have from sales that you make, you make 3 times the sales through using email marketing than you do from using social media alone. And the reason for that is purely the fact that you only have a 1.5% conversion rate from social media. So from someone seeing you on social media, buying your product and becoming your client, there's about a 1.5% conversion rate. But in email, oh, and also only about 5% of your followers will even see the content that you put out on social media. But via email, you can guarantee that every single email is going to land in that inbox, maybe sometimes the spam box, but most of the time the inbox, and you have an average of a 25% open rate. And then you have an average of a 3% click rate on your on the link that you put in there. And I mean, you can convert your list at between 3% and 6%. We converted ours at 7.5% last year. So the conversion rate is much higher, and it's also much more important to be focusing on building your own real estate than relying on Mark Zuckerberg's, because that's just putting your eggs in someone else's very dodgy basket. And we don't want to do that. We want to be building our own. And final point, if you had decided you were going to sell your business and it's an online business, they're going to want to know how many people and how engaged that list is. It's really important.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, it's just, you know, it's stuff that everybody needs to do. But, you know, people that are in business or, more importantly, I think, wanting to start a business. You know, you had a full-time career in nursing and children. And you put this business together alongside. So it's possible. So what do people need to do? Right. Okay. So, you know, what sort of people can you help? Can you help everybody? Or is there a certain, you know, do people need to be at a certain stage? Have you got different programs for different people to help? Because I'm, you know, I believe in goals and I believe that anything is possible if you put your mind to it. And I think a lot of people out in the world at the moment need some more hope and optimism and you know, opportunities to develop themselves. And I think goals are a very, very important part of that. I think, you know, if you don't have goals, you're just going to wander around and not achieve anything. So this is sort of almost a shameless plug opportunity, really. Sort of what sort of people can you help? You know, if you've got a starter pack and, you know, you develop up, you just want people into your Facebook group, because we're going to make sure that every place that they can get you is available in the show notes, obviously. So tell us, who can you help?
This is without making this about me, Doug. It's about somebody that's looking for some support with starting a business, because I started my first business in 2015 and it failed. And let me tell you, you can do this on your own. Of course you can, but you're going to need a lot of tenacity and you're going to need a lot of patience, because you're going to fail a lot of times. And I ended up shutting down that first company because I just wasn't making the profit. The fastest and the easiest, and it's never easy and it's never quick, and it is simple when you are, one, surrounded by people who are also running businesses and are doing the same thing as you. Two, you have a mentor that has achieved what you want to achieve. So no, I'm not a good fit for everyone, right? I don't want to be a good fit for everyone. I do work with startup businesses, but I work with startup businesses who have a product to sell. So people who want to be coaches or consultants, or they are trainers or tutors, or they have some kind of service within them, some kind of talent or some kind of skill that they want to turn into a product. Could be a web designer, could be a graphic designer, could be a coach or a consultant or a private tutor or a yoga instructor. Somebody who is selling their own service as a product, right? And I work with people to help them hit their first 10K month in sales and then to get to six figures from there. So I would say that if you are just getting started out completely from scratch and you have no idea what you want to sell, but you know you want to sell something, I would go and have a look at mentors.com, because they can teach you how to start with affiliate marketing and how to start with e-commerce. But if you have that product inside of yourself and you're like, I know what I want to sell, I want to be a healer, or I want to be a yoga instructor, or I want to be a coach, or I want to support people by teaching them how to master the art of Taekwondo or something, then yeah, definitely, I could be your girl. And the best place to catch me is at the Rebellious Business Network, because we're live there every Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. And that's where I would start if you wanted to come and check out what we're doing at Rebellious Business.
There we go. Perfect. Rebellious Business Network. And is that on Facebook?
It is on Facebook. But if you just Google it, we are very easy to find. It'll come up. We're very easy to find.
Okay. So I've got one question. I'm after a nugget off you. So it's like something that we've not shared already. It's a goal setting. You know, Goals Do Come True podcast. What sort of thing would you say, you know, you really need to know this as a person associated with goals? Dig deep. People need to know this. Come on, Cordelia.
So I've got to say something that people need to know.
Yes.
Related to goals.
Yes.
So we spoke earlier about how having a really big dream, which I guess could be a goal, right? Deciding that you want to go and live in Bali and have this laptop lifestyle business, which is a big goal for a lot of people, would be mine if I didn't have three kids. Let's keep them in school. What I would say is that whatever that big, massive goal is that you've got, it's not a case of going, oh yeah, that's too big, it's too overwhelming, I can't do that. Because if you feel like you would get to 80 years old or 90 years old or whatever and look back on your life and really regret that you never tried or you never went for it, then it means you have to do it. You need to do it. It's one of those things that's inside of you that has to come out. So as we spoke about earlier, the way to do that is to break it down. And if you don't know where to begin, find someone that knows where to begin. Could be a coach, could be someone that has done the same thing that you want to do, that can give you some insight into what it takes to achieve that goal. And then breaking it down into bite-sized chunks, because it doesn't, you never start at the top and you're never going to be good when you start. Be prepared to be rubbish when you start anything, right? It's just always the way. Scroll back to the beginning of my Instagram profile and you'll see that I used to look very, very terrible. It's just the same with everything. You were not good when you started eating. You got it all around your mouth. You were not good when you started walking. You kept falling over all the time. And you won't be good when you start this, whatever it is that you want to start, because we suck at everything when we first get started. So break it down. Give yourself the grace and the space to grow into whatever it is that you are trying to become, and take it one step at a time.
There you go. You see, all the really, really, really good stuff is when it sprung upon my guests. So, Cordelia, thank you very much for joining me today. It's been an absolute blast. We'll catch up face-to-face sometime at an Expert Empires event, I have no doubt. And again, thank you very much for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to review and subscribe on Apple, Google, or Spotify. I'd love to hear about your goals. You can share them with me at dougbennett.co.uk.